now listening to another episode of the Mind of a Renegade. I, your humble host, Renegade X, will talk about topics and give my opinion about the topics to 1, give you a different point of view, 2, to give you something to think about. Now today's topic is, what destroyed the black family? Now, before I start, I will give my disclaimer. When I speak, I say an individual group, not all. I'm talking about those that do a specific action or have certain behavior. So, when I say white supremacists, I know not every white person is racist. Not everyone is a bigot slash racist. I know that there's white people that hate white supremacy and racism. Sadly, there are black folks out there that are not. They cannot grasp this concept. Not all of them, but there are some out there that cannot grasp the concept. So I am not one of these black people that just think every white person is inherently evil and all that. You see, that's generalizing. And I don't do that. You see, white supremacy is an ideology. It's in the thinking. It's in the mindset. Now, am I saying that there's not bigots out in this world? No. There are bigot people out there. Thing is, not everyone is a bigot. Also, for other disclaimers, if you do not like differences of opinion, easily triggered, or do not want to hear this, you have 10 seconds to leave the podcast. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's about to get real. Now I know some people have had this question lingering around in their head about this thing that is going on in the black community, the lack of black fathers, and a lot of single mothers. This podcast will help answer that question. I've did research about this, and I will do my best to break it down. What destroyed the black family? Prior to the 60s, there were a lot of strong black families, consisting of the father, the mother, and the child slash children. A lot of fathers were present in the family until Lyndon B. Johnson, LBJ, overhauled the welfare system. Now for those that don't know what welfare is, it's just you getting stuff from the government to meet your basic human needs, such as food and shelter. Thing is, the fathers were providing that. You see, when Lyndon B. Johnson did what he did, the government just gave up more stuff than what the black fathers did. And one of the acts was called the War on Poverty. And one thing in that act, it had definitely caused a negative effect. The Food Stamp Act of 1964. This created a food stamp program that remained largely in place until President Bill Clinton ended welfare as we know it. At this time, food stamps were open-ended and could, in theory, be a means of feeding a family for life. So I want to read an article that I found when I was doing research. 7 ways the war on poverty destroyed black fatherhood. And don't worry, I'm going to leave a link in the description about where I got my sources from. Because right now I'm planning on reading 2, but I have more. Alrighty, so this article was made by Nick Chiles on December 24, 2014. on the Atlanta Blackstar website. The growing absence of fathers in American households, particularly in the African American community, has been studied by academics for decades, with liberal and conservative writers, policymakers squaring off and pointing fingers in different directions. But there's very little argument that many of the regulations instituted during President Lyndon B. Johnson's war on poverty, such as welfare, food stamps, Medicaid programs, act as distinctives for mothers and fathers to stay together. A mother's calculation: a man will reduce her income. Welfare programs created incentives for couples to get married because benefits are reduced as families' income rises. A mother will receive far more from welfare if she is single than if she has an employed husband in her home. For many local couples, marriage means a reduction in the government assistance and an overall decline in the couple's joint income, a reduction of benefits by an average of 10% to 20% of their total income. Because so many of the other programs, low-income women rely on, such as food stamps, public housing, Medicaid, and public care, also carry means test, single mothers are cut from a wide range of government services if they decide to marry or subsequently raise their income. Over time, many black women in low-income neighborhoods, they see the father of their child/children as a less reliable breadwinner and partner than the federal government. That's one right there. Two, myth. Fathers don't earn enough to contribute significantly to the support of mother and child. This is not true in most cases. 8 out of 10 unmarried fathers were employed at the time of their child's birth. According to Robert Rector, senior research fellow in the Domestic Policy Studies Department at the Heritage Foundation, a right-wing think tank, Rector claims that despite the fact that the earnings of capacity of non-married fathers is generally maligned, I don't know how to sound it out, but you should know if you know what that means. These men actually earn more than the mothers in the period prior to the child's birth. Over 60% of fathers who have children outside of marriage earned enough at the time of their child's birth to support their potential family with an income above the poverty level if the mother did not work at all. Number 3. Black fathers treated as marginal figures. I don't know if I sounded that out right, but opinion leaders and policymakers tend to treat black unwed fathers as marginal deadbeats, an unmarriageable residue of little social or economic significance, to the extent that fathers are remembered at all. They are seen as largely useless, capable of little more than modest child support payments. This does little to encourage them to become more involved in their children's lives. So, 4, I think this is 4, I believe. After onset of war on poverty, black out of wedlock birth rate skyrocketed. The rate went from 24.5% in 1964 to 50.3% in 1976. It continued to rise rapidly, reaching 70.7% in 1994. Over the next decade, it declined slightly, but then began to rise again, reaching 72.4% in 2008. Some sociologists say that once mothers receive government support, the link between marriage and having children was severed in their minds. Fathers were no longer necessary. During the course of the 50 years beginning in 1964, the stereotype of the missing and negligent black father took hold in and out of the black community. Alright, there's a little title thing for this, but picture up there has an arrow pointing to the left and it says welfare. To receive public assistance, mothers must turn the fathers in. When mothers receive public assistance, they must report the identity of the child's father, so the government can claim the money as reimbursement for the public assistance payments. The structure of child support has kept a legion of poor men from stepping up and being fathers to their children. It keeps them underground and away from the courts, thus depriving the mother and children from any real support anyway, financial or otherwise. In most cases, if the mother refuses to report the father's name, the amount of her public assistance payments will be reduced. So this sets up an oppositional relationship between mother and father of the child, from which many couples never recover. Alrighty, so fathers meet with suspicion at public institutions. Black fathers are perceived as such a rare presence in many communities that they report being met with suspicion in places like hospitals and schools. Joseph Jones, founder and executive director of the Center of Urban Families in Baltimore, which works with urban fathers and families, said young fathers are put through so many hoops when they visit their children's school. Sometimes the school won't let them see their child unless school administrations can reach the mothers on the phone, that many of them give up and stop visiting the school altogether. Alright, so here's the seventh one right here. Men got the message, their contribution not needed. As sociologists, and mental health professionals would attest, for at least two generations, these government policies have sent to black men a loud and clear message in black communities. Their contributions to the household are needed. They know the mother have become accustomed by the system to judge the value of a partner based on financial contributions to the household, will often be less interested in their assistance in raising their children. In millions of cases, this has sapped their willingness and desire to make a strong case to be in their children's lives, even after they no longer have a romantic relationship with the mother. A recent study revealed that black fathers are actually more involved in their child's lives than white and Hispanic fathers when given a chance. But the rules of the system have made it increasingly unlikely in poor communities that this involvement will come as a married member of the same household as the child. In the study that they're talking about, they were talking about the study that the CDC did, and I will leave a link to that in the description. Alright, next I want to talk about the devastating effects of a father not being in the family. So let me pull up the article for that. So here's some of the things that are listed of the devastating effects of an absent father. 5 times the average suicide rate. Dramatically increased rates of depression and anxiety. 32 times the average rate of incarceration. Decreased education levels and increased dropout rates. Consistently lower average income levels. Lower job security. increased rates of divorce and relationship issues. Basically increased rates of substance abuse and increases in social and mental behavior issues. Now I do want to say this. Yes, there are legit deadbeat fathers out there. There are also legit deadbeat mothers out there too. Yes, there can be legit deadbeat parents. But what I'm talking about here, see, that's a different context. This right here is also a different context as well. So I just wanted to throw that out there real quick. A father must be there for his son so we can teach him how to be a man. A father must be there for his daughter so we can teach her some things. Especially some things that will help her later in life. You see, fathers are very important to the family. When I discovered this information, it did upset me. It upset me to know about this dysfunction that was going on. Knowing that there's adults in their past life that didn't have their fathers because of this war on poverty thing. And I know it was hard for them back then. And then you gotta consider about the children that's going through that now. And they gotta grow up with that pain of not having a father in their life. I gotta go on the rant real quick. I'm kinda tired of holding this in. Like I said, it's about to get real. And like I said in the disclaimers from earlier, you do not like opinions easily triggered or do not want to hear this. This is the time to leave. You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you have not heard a black person say this, you're finna hear this now. The black community has a lot of dysfunction in it. And I'm not scared to say that neither. I know every community has its dysfunctions, but the dysfunction in the black community is rampant. Because what the white supremacists, and like I said, when I say white supremacists, I mean those with the ideology. Not every white person is a white supremacist. Not every white person is racist. I have to say that again, just so people can know what I mean. Because of what they done, slavery, Jim Crow, and other things that has happened over the years. And over the years, the dysfunction has just kept growing, growing, and growing to the point to where it's normalized and has become part of the black culture. And the thing is, any time, I do mean any time, you try to bring it up and call it out and want the dysfunction to be fixed, bam, backlash, bam, name calling, bam, shaming tactics, bam, deflection. Over there talking about some, I don't want to hear that, man. Trying to act a fool right now. Or if something dysfunctional happens, literally in front of your face, video proof, everything, they will, like, you can say, hey, man, did you just see that dysfunctional thing, that messed up thing that person just did? And then when you look at them over there, up there looking in the sky, purposely not wanting to witness it and see it happening in front of their face, talking about, I don't see nothing. I don't see no dysfunction going on. See, I'm looking at these clouds in the sky purposely, not watching the dysfunction happen. You know that guy just took the tires off that car and put our cinder blocks underneath it. I don't see no dysfunction. Where the dysfunction is? I don't see nothing. What I call dysfunctional people I call them bad apples. Because of the quote, one bad apple spoils the bunch. And from what I have experienced and learned in life, negativity spreads faster than positivity. But I'll talk more about this on another podcast. Let me get back to the topic, which is what has destroyed the black family. So basically, these individual bad apple black women have sold out their husbands for welfare and food stamps. And I do say individual, and I have categorized those black women that do that as bad apples, because I know not every black woman is doing that. Because I've seen some black women, or the good apples, say it's messed up that the brother is going through that. It's messed up that that black woman is doing that to their brother. I have seen that. So it's like the quote says, if the shoe fits, wear it. You see me talking about this dysfunction, calling it out. Some random fool would say, man, why are you talking down on your own people, man? You talking about self-hatred, but it seems you doing that right now. Talking bad about our sisters and brothers, man. We need to stick together. So let me get this straight. By your logic, letting the dysfunction continue and never addressing it and trying to do anything about it is fine. But me calling it out, somehow that's self-hatred and that's wrong. Do you see how bass-ackwards that is? But again, some people don't understand that. You can put all the facts and everything, the sources and everything in front of them, but they just refused. They refused to think logically on that. And the behavior that the bad apple black women are doing, it is contributing to the self-destruction of the black family. And I know they're doing this by choice, because that welfare system might have been changed and put in place, but they did not have to do that. And let me tell you the reason why they did that. It is because, like I said, all the stuff that has happened in slavery and Jim Crow, which has caused this self-hatred in the black community. But hey, some people never learn, and some people will never change. And not everyone can be saved. But thank you for listening to another episode of The Mind of a Renegade. My sources and my social medias are in the description. I'm signing out, and I will see you next time.